AI PCs built for business with Intel Core Ultra processors and Intel vPro are optimized for hundreds of AI apps and tools to boost user productivity, collaboration, and creativity. No product can be absolutely secure. Learn more at intel.com/itheroes.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, August 31st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Seems like it happens every time you go to checkout at the store. After swiping your card, you get a prompt asking you to round up your purchase to donate to charity.
People are starting to feel a bit manipulated by what they see as a barrage of requests. First, it was prompts to tip, now requests for charity, but they're sick and tired of these multi-billion dollar companies asking them for money.
And yet they continue to make donations anyway. We'll talk with our reporter Rachel Wolf about the mixed feelings that come with charity prompts at the checkout after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
Checking out at a store often involves being asked if you want to round up your bill total for charity. Consumers say they're annoyed by the constant requests, yet many wind up donating anyway. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf looked into this and joins me. So Rachel, why do we see these rounding up requests in so many places?
They are proliferating because they really work. Roundup requests and other checkout donations raised over $749 million in 2022 for various charities. And so more nonprofits and stores have wised up to the fact that it can be a really effective fundraising tactic while beefing up their philanthropic bona fides.
That's a lot of money they've raised, but why are people annoyed by these requests? I mean, if I'm not interested, I can just say no and move on, right?
It's a little bit more complicated than that. People are starting to feel a bit manipulated by what they see as a barrage of requests. First, it was prompts to tip, now requests for charity. They are happy to donate, they say, you know, these are worthwhile causes, but they're sick and tired of these multi-billion dollar companies asking them for money. One source said that it reminds her of billionaires flying private jets, telling everybody to use paper straws. You know, they're the ones burning all that fuel, but it's average people who are blamed.
Yeah, there are all different kinds of charities trying to raise money. Is the type of charity significant in people's decisions whether to make a donation?
People like it when a store has a connection with the charity. So Lowe's did a partnership with low-income home repair organization Rebuilding Together because building supplies. PetSmart has PetSmart Charities, which helps fund adoptions and pet care for low-income pet owners. So people said that they like it when it's clear what the relationship is between the organization and the charity. Those tend to do a little bit better.
But is there a guilt factor at work here? Let's say I'm checking out at a store and I have the option of donating to maybe Save the Kids or End Poverty Now. I might think about clicking decline, but I also might fear about getting some sort of side eye from the cashier. How do other people feel?
Absolutely. Nobody wants to be that person in the checkout line looking stingy, but people have hit a breaking point. More people are saying, no, it's not the 17 cents. It's the principle of the thing, especially when they say that they have some fears about where the money is actually going. Now, to be clear, the organizations that I spoke to seem totally above board, but there are some questions when it comes to who gets the tax benefits and perhaps if they end up donating more than they intended, as was the case with one woman I spoke to.
Yeah, people you spoke to had some frustrating experiences with these roundup campaigns. What do they tell you?
One woman at Rite Aid, she began to notice that all of her receipts were coming out even dollar amounts, even though she hadn't clicked round up. When she asked the checkout clerk what was going on, the clerk told her that she had been enrolled in automatic donations for KidSense, which is a subset of the Rite Aid Foundation. And so every time she checked out for Band-Aids or picking up a prescription, the total was automatically rounded up. And she thought that wasn't that big of a deal until she tried to unenroll herself and found that she couldn't. She ended up moving all of her prescriptions over to CVS because she was so upset by the experience. Rite Aid said that all donations go to help support underprivileged children and that customers who are trying to opt out can call Rite Aid customer support.
Now, you mentioned a tax benefit earlier. Is there a tax benefit for consumers who make donations?
The tax benefits depend on who is the one doing the direct donation. In some cases, that is the consumer, such as when you're donating directly to the charity in the PIN pad, which is the case at PetSmart, where you're donating directly to PetSmart charities. In that case, you would be eligible for a tax write-off per IRS rules. However, if the company is the one making the donation on your behalf, then they would technically be eligible per IRS rules. Not every company takes advantage of that tax write-off. I spoke to Stop and Shop about their program, and they said that they did not get any tax benefits, but it is allowed per IRS filing guidelines.
You know, Rachel, big picture, I have to wonder if all these charity prompts have an impact on how people think about all of their charity giving.
You know, there's the idea that people who have already rounded up are like, okay, I'm good, you know, even if they only donated 17 cents, but also just a growing frustration when so many people feel like they're really strapped too. You know, we're asking consumers to do a lot right now. And I think that there's cause for reevaluation of what giving should look and feel like.
And for people who do fundraising as a career, this has got to pose a challenge to them.
It does. I spoke to some experts in the space who were really worried by what they described as growing frustration and fatigue with these requests. They rely on their corporate partnerships, including these checkout campaigns, for as much as half of their operating dollars. And these are organizations that are doing really good and important work. So there's definitely a problem.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show is produced by Ariana Osperu with Deputy Editor Chris Zinsley. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/ITHeroes.